Okay? And where do they end up? They end up sick. Yeah. So, if you want to look at what is the number one standard on if you have the right system of health, here's what I'm going to submit to you is the number one standard, the best standard of all standards, and see if you agree. Results. I know I'm on the right plane when I get off the plane if I'm where I wanted to go. Okay? And so that's what we're going to look at. And we're going to do some advanced product training tonight where we're going to walk you through the things that are designed to help you get results. And of all systems of medicine, anybody heard of chiropractic medicine? Ayurvedic medicine? Iridology, right? You also have naturopathic medicine, holistic medicine, homeopathic medicine, and allopathic medicine. Of all systems of medicine, do you know which system of medicine is the best, bar none, at getting results? The answer is veterinarian medicine. Above all others out there, because think of it, veterinarian medicine has the best control group. They can give the food to the animals and they know exactly how the animals fare because the animals don't go by McDonald's on the way home. They control it. And veterinary medicine is unique and it's not about how much research money they can get. It's about how effective they can be with the animals. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has paid for most of that research, much of that research. Dr. Wallach was a pioneer in that research. Thanks to Dr. Wallach, our animals are living longer, healthier than ever before. And if we're after results, we're going to use that system of medicine to hear. Because think of it, from the standpoint of the farmer, does he make more money on a healthy pig or a sick pig? Do you see how that's the exact opposite of the medical profession? Right? Let's give Patty a hand for organizing this.
Okay. Noisy in a few minutes,
okay. If it gets noisy, I'll keep going. Okay. Just as long as nobody clicks a pen, right? No. I'm actually okay with that. But out of respect for Dr. Wallach, we have clicking pens, right? So we're talking about the pigs, right? Healthy pig or a sick pig? The farmer makes more money on the healthy ones. How about the cows? Healthy cow or a sick cow? A healthy cow. Okay. So here's a question for you. If a farmer has a pig that has arthritis in all four knees and she's not eating, and the veterinarian comes to the farmer and says, I know what we need to do. We need to do quadruple knee replacement surgery in your pig. Do you know what a farmer calls a pig that needs quadruple knee replacement surgery? Bacon, that's right. Unless, and here's something, you understand Dr. Walk's results with the animals, right? You understand that veterinarians can use the cure word with animals, right? They can get rid of disease, eliminate disease, reverse disease, cure disease, and talk about disease with nutrition. What if that same pig gets on the pig arthritis formula? You know what they call pigs that had arthritis, that needed quadruple knee replacement surgery? They got on the pig arthritis formula? Cured ham. That's right.
Yes. One more time to make announcements. Let's make room for these folks that want to get in.
Okay. They're asking those that have chairs by them, if you wouldn't mind moving towards the center. We need to make some, we're trying to get as many people in as we can. All right. Well, let's go over this. You understand the basics. We're going to use the system of medicine that gets the best results, and we're going to use that for us. Now, having said that, when we talk about what we do, there are some things that we should and shouldn't say. This is something that's very important because diseases don't go with the products or company. Instead, we talk about the support word. Does anybody know why? When we talk about diseases, the FDA says anything that works on a disease is a drug. That's their definition of a drug, anything that works on a disease. Okay? So if we talk about diseases with the products, those products then become drugs that need drug approval. Do we like that?
No.
Now, Dr. Wallach has fought the fight and says, I don't think so. That doesn't make sense. And for two things, we can talk about diseases with the products. We can say selenium helps prevent cancer. We can say that. We can say essential fatty acids help reverse, omega-3 essential fatty acids help prevent heart disease and stroke. We can say that. But of 900 different diseases, there's 897 we can't say that on. So when we talk about the products, we don't talk about disease. Are you with me? But let me ask you this. If you don't mention the disease, can you still get the same results?
Yes.
Okay. Do the animals know the name of the diseases when they get better?
No.
Okay. In animals, there's no placebo effect. Okay. So we are going to talk about supporting and promoting the word, we're going to use tissues and systems. We're not going to talk about diseases. And this is important because we want this company to be around for a long time. And so sometimes we have to rephrase the question. I'm going to start here. Somebody asked about arthritis. I says, can I rephrase that question? What would we do for bone and joint support? If they ask about ALS or Parkinson's, what product should I use for ALS and Parkinson's? We can't answer that. I say, why don't we talk about the products we use for brain support? You with me? Having a brain is not a disease.